Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Norman Greenbaum bringing us back. Spirit in the Sky. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Bill Treasurer. Talking about leadership, you know, that's one of my favorite topics. It's the foundation, folks, and of your relationship with your employees, with your customers, with your partners, all the stakeholders, all the folks who are part of your world. Leadership is the key. We need more leaders. We need better leaders. And I'm glad we got people like Bill Treasurer who are out there writing and talking about how to become better leaders. Bill, one of the things, by the way, Bill's new book coming up is Leaders Open Doors. His last book is Courage Goes to Work. Bill, one of the things that I'm working on really hard this year is helping small business owners understand that they need to spend more time in the CEO role. They need to spend more intentional time as the CEO, working on strategy, that kind of thing. But also working on their leadership ability too. Talk to us about a CEO and leadership.
Well, I'm very fortunate to work with CEOs. Some of them are billionaires, and leadership. They see it as an honor and a certain nobility that to be able to influence people in a positive way is something that should be honored and cherished. I'll tell you a story about one of them, Jim, a guy that I work with. He inherited the business when his dad died suddenly, and he became the CEO of the business, and it was a big struggle. So what did he do? He first laid on a heavy hand. He was carrying so much fear that he tried to mask the fear in terms of a big ego and a lot of confidence.
He thought bravado was the key, didn't he?
Exactly, and what happened was he started not taking his people along with him, and results started to wane. And so, I'll tell you, in his case, he ended up going through Stephen Covey's program. This was back in the late 70s and early 80s, and then he went through a 360 degree feedback, and he got this raw feedback.
Tell the audience what 360 feedback means.
It means that he went through an assessment where he assessed his own leadership style, but then he had the courage to allow his people to assess him
all around
anonymously.
From every angle, 360.
Exactly, peer, for the people who reported to him and such. And they gave him feedback, not just the quantitative data, but also qualitative comments, that no names attached to it, that said, you're making us afraid that you come in here every day and you're heavy-handed, that you punish us too severely. That he got all this raw feedback, and he realized that it was factual. It was right in front of him. The data was right there. He couldn't deny it. He had become a problem in his own business because he wasn't leading people. He was in-fearing them instead of encouraging them. And that shift made all the difference. And then he started to recognize, develop himself, and work on his own leadership.
He was capable of taking that and being introspective about it. Everybody isn't like that.
No, it's true. You know, I think that leadership starts from the inside out. You've got to have a degree of self-awareness.
If you're not doing a good job, if your leadership product is not good, my friends, don't blame other people. Look in the mirror. What do you think, Bill?
I think so. I mean, if your people aren't hitting their marks, if performance is down, if profits are down, if people aren't showing up to work on time, if people are frustrating you, the first place to look is you, because you're the one leading them, and they're getting results for you.
And that's not to say that there's not a bad product, a bad part, a bad person, a bad employee. That's not to say that there's not something could be broken that's not you. But one of my mentors told me one time to check your position. He said, when you're wondering about how things are going, how effective you're being, he said, check your position. And that's what you're talking about. Look around you and say, okay, if most of my people aren't doing well, it's probably not likely that most of my people are bad people.
Check your position is a great way of putting it. You know, the way to look at that is don't be blind to yourself. To make sure you've got channels of honest input where you're not becoming isolated, the emperor with no clothes. And then once you do that, once you have that refinement in your lens into yourself, Now you can start making real improvements and see where the gaps are and close the gaps and strengthen your leadership. I'll tell you, it's hard to eke out leadership just by yourself. You need mentors. You need great books. You need to read biographies. You need to talk to leaders that you admire. You can't just do it based on innate talent. You've got to actually work at being a leader.
And I think it's important to find out what leaders that have failed. Find out people who, when people have, that you admire, find out what they did when they failed. What do you think?
Oh, I think so. Think about the leaders who you worked for you didn't respect, because they teach you how not to be.
Exactly. Give us the website again, Bill.
www.giantleapconsulting.com or couragebuilding.com. Jimmy, it's great to be with you again.
You too, Bill. Thanks for being here. Good job. Congratulations on the new book. Let's launch it on the show.
You got it. Talk to you soon.
Leaders Open Doors is the new book. Courage Goes to Work is the last book. Bill Treasure, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blessingham, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.